We get set to start the second quarter of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week, brought to you by Jersey Mike's. Help nourish, help flourish. Be a sub above. And Matt, I want to mention that our 92-page Shore Sports Network Journal preseason football issue is out today. You can pick it up at any Monmouth and Ocean County Jersey Mike's or any Super Wawa in Monmouth and Ocean County. Those are the ones with the gas stations. Also at other selected locations, and you can get it online. You can read it online if you don't want the hard copy on ShoreSportsNetwork.com, but a preview of all 43 Shore Conference football playing schools and much more.
Second down and one as we get back to work here. Hahn will operate out of the pistol with a two-back set. Play action, under pressure for a second, eludes the rush, turns left, has the first down, and more with some blockers in front into wall territory, 35-30, 25-20, 15-10, dancing his way down the sideline. He is in for the touchdown. Stayed in bounds and goes 55 yards. Great speed by the junior quarterback who scores his third rushing touchdown of the game.
Amazing. You know, McClellan came on the blitz. And Matt looked like he was going to bring him down. Hahn gave him a little stutter step, just enough to create space. And then he turned the corner, and I think we all kept waiting for someone to be on the sideline. There was no one there.
Gallo here for the extra point. This time out of the hold, once again, of DeMonte.
Three carries for 109 yards for Eddie Hahn so far.
Snap put down, kick is up, and it is good. 27-6. We'll hold it here, Kevin. Let's go back to your comment about the preview issue. You know, you figure between any Jersey Mike's and any Super Wawa, you should have no shortage of places because you've pretty much covered both counties with either one of those two great stores that you can pick up the preview issue.
And, of course, the issue is the one that you'll keep with you all fall long. It has all the schedules for all 43 schools. Scott Stump, Bob Batters, Matt Manley did a terrific job with the issue, and we really love the way it looks. The cover is the Transformers theme, players transforming the Shore, and I believe one of them is in uniform tonight, correct? Gordon Ear.
He is.
Is one of the four, along with Manny Bowen, Carmen Sclafani, and young Mr. Volker from Rumson, the team that's got the first 2 weeks of the season off.
It's tough.
Maybe we should have had Eddie Hahn on that cover, too. Yeah, huh?
Have to print the second issue.
Quite an opener for Mr. Hahn.
Oh, man.
Who did get some playing time last year at quarterback. He did start the entire year in the secondary, but as we've mentioned a couple times, alternated with Pat Toomey at the quarterback spot. So he's not entirely inexperienced at that position, but he looks great tonight. Over 100 yards already.
Cali on to kick it off. Poss and Fletcher back deep. This one into the wind. Wobbly kick. Bounces at the 20. That football's got to be covered up. Fletcher lets it bounce a couple of times and then pays for waiting, coming down to make the tackle on coverage. Colin Shaughnessy, the defensive back, running down well. Wall has it here. Again, that field position has flipped again out to the 16-yard line, where it'll be first and 10 for the Crimson Knights. Our score, 27-6, 11:23 to go here in our first half.
Matt, I know you're very familiar with this field, but every time we do a game here, I always get so scared for these cheerleaders, and not a whole lot of room on the sidelines, and they are about 2 yards from the sideline here, and I look for one of these big guys to crunch them.
Yeah, it's a pretty tight field for sure. It's Cluley will take it and pick up about a yard to the 17-yard line.
Middletown North, by the way, leading Freehold 13. I'm sorry, Freehold leading Middletown North 13-7 at the end of one. Chad Freshnock with a 66-yard touchdown run to get Middletown North on the board.
Second and nine coming up. We have ticked off a minute here in the second quarter. 11 and rolling. Cluley with a four wide receiver set. Wants to roll right, in trouble. And will get dropped in the backfield behind the 15 at the 14-yard line.
Friel Township, by the way, spoiling the Howell coaching debut of Luke Sinkhorn. The Patriots 7-7 lead in that one, obviously, in the first half.
Third and 11 coming up now.
Chad Freshnock from Middletown North, guys. We're going to be hearing that name a lot this year. Only a junior, one of the more impressive running backs returning in the Shore. Also an outstanding wrestler, state qualifier last year at 182 pounds.
Ferguson and Cadigan this time off in a slot receiver combo to the left. The give is to Billy Schneider off the left side. He'll fall forward to the original line of scrimmage. That's the 15-yard line. So on fourth and 10, Wall will go back into punt formation.
The game in Tom Zibber between Donovan Catholic and Pinelands is tied 7-7 at the half.
Cluely on to punt. And Cowley and Cordova await the kick.
Casey's likely to get great field position to get out of this change of possessions.
Long cadence by Wall. No pressure. Cluely with a spiraling kick, but low and short. Fielded at the 44-yard line of RBC by Cordova. Have a good setup off the left side. Breaks one tackle to 45. Inside the 35 now. Takes a hard hit at the 30-yard line. That tackle made by James Marabetti, number 8, but not after another decent return from RBC, about 26 yards from Cordova. It's down to the Wall 30-yard line.
Well, what's that, Matt? Four possessions that have started on the other side of midfield for RBC. That is against anyone, that is a huge obstacle. Against a team like the Caseys, that is it's a death nail.
Scored on every possession so far for the Caseys.
Ball being changed out. Joe Luff, number 8, has come on as a wide receiver in a 3-wide set. Two backs in there with Hahn. Quick pass to the outside to the left between the numbers and the sideline, caught by Cowley. He'll pick up 8, maybe 9. Get down close to another first down.
RBC, by the way, with their home opener next Friday against a Long Branch team, which many have high hopes for. They're, I believe, number 10 in our preseason top 10, the Shore Sports Network top 10.
A lot of Long Branch players in attendance tonight, including all the coaches.
Slot receiver combo this time off to the right, tight end back to the left. Here's the give to Cordova. He will bounce it to the outside. A play that was supposed to go in starts out. Pass there to make the tackle. And that will be a first down inside the 15 to the, well, the 13-yard line, 13 and a half, somewhere right in there. RBC continuing to get positive yards on every play, sometimes longer than that, though a sizable gain that time for Cordova.
Just comes pretty easy to the Caseys.
Splitting out this time. Wide to the right is Luff. Cowley will stay near sideline, offensive left. Split back set. Long cadence. Inside carry will go this time for Joe LaGrippo. Nick LaGrippo, excuse me. Cole Cadigan will make the tackle, crashing down from the outside linebacker spot. Small gain on the play. We'll leave RBC with a second and about 8 with 8 minutes to go in the first half.
You know, Matt, I think you'll agree with me. It's not like the Caseys do anything spectacular or exciting or, you know, run this, you know, highfalutin offense. It's pretty much we'll take our guys and beat your guys.
Execution.
Yeah, that's
the name of the game for RBC. This is Hahn operating out of the shotgun. Cordova up the middle. Will bounce off a couple of tackles, fall forward close to the 5, maybe the 4-yard line. Think he's going to be right at the first down marker, though I will say that long touchdown run from Hahn, that was pretty exciting.
Well, I think Hahn gives them a dimension that Toomey did not last year. Toomey was a nice, solid senior leader and all of that, but and I know Ed had told me last year he had seen them play a couple of times that, you know, Hahn is the real deal, and he is an exciting player. He's got a great burst of speed. We've seen him throw a couple of nice passes tonight. This may be an upgrade. Nothing against Toomey, but Hahn is just a superb athlete. And you know, he's a big, strong kid. He's only a junior, and he may be the complete package. And
Kev,
yeah, Ed.
You didn't quite believe me until you saw him in our Christmas tournament.
Yeah.
When he threw down a two-handed dunk, and everybody said, "Who's that?"
I said,
"Well, that's next year's quarterback for RBC."
No, he is very impressive.
Tremendous athlete.
The carry there, enough for a first down, so it's first and goal here from the 3-yard line. Wishbone type setup. Give us to Cordova off the left side. Touchdown. There's Mike Cordova getting in for the RBC score, their fifth here of the first half.
And you know how much this must sting Coach Curcione, who is obviously a defensive specialist. He is the defensive coordinator as well as the head coach, but he can't go out there and do it for them.
You know, guys, you mentioned Toomey and Hahn last year. They were basically a pretty run-orientated team behind Larry Ridielli, who had an outstanding all-shore year for the Caseys. But this year they look like they're much more two-dimensional, and that will help them near the end of the year.
Yeah, that's a good point, Ed. And, you know, as they have gone deep, if they have gone into the parochial playoffs and the non-public playoffs and gone up against these perennial North Jersey powers in the last couple of years, most often in those games they've had the running game shut down and really didn't have another option. Well, I think now we see that this is a team that could probably do it both running and throwing.
Here's Gallo for the extra point after a 5-yard penalty backs him up. Good snap, good hold, kick is up, and that to 6-7-11 to go. Let's continue with that theme a little bit, guys. That has been the stumbling block for RBC, the non-public playoffs. Ed, I know you saw them in a preseason scrimmage this year against one of the big boys up north.
Yeah, not in their group, Bergen Catholic.
But a pretty good measuring stick.
But a very good measuring stick, and RBC got their lunch handed to them in a half a football game. It was 31-13 Bergen Catholic, and Bergen Catholic did pretty much anything they wanted to RBC, and RBC did play all of their regular starters. So I think that made the coaches, Jimmy Portello, you know, sit back and say, okay, you know, and I got to believe that they'll use that film more than maybe anything else they play this year, you know, come playoff time and when they've got to make their run. And by the way, they are the favorite in their group this year. St. Joe Montvale, who usually is the thorn in their side, not as good as they have been. That's the word up north. They're good, but not as good as they have been. So RBC is one of the preseason favorites in that group.
Portello, by the way, in his sixth season as head coach, 44-9 with the Caseys. Before that was a defensive coordinator here.
Callie with the kickoff. Short end-over-end job. Coming forward is Fletcher, who has it go off of his shoulder pads. And RBC, I believe, gets it, and they do at the 25-yard line. So second costly turnover of the night here for Wall, and it puts the Caseys right back in scoring position, first and 10 from the Crimson Knight 25-yard line.
I think that was Dan Lukowski, Matt. I'm not sure. Number 21, was he the first one on it?
That sounds right.
Yep.
By the way, that group, just to finish up our thought on the playoffs, that group is parochial three. That's the group that RBC plays in at the end of the year.
You know, we'll when we get a chance, we'll maybe look at the RBC regular season schedule and see where is that one. Is there a one team that will make them break a sweat like they haven't too often?
First and 10 for Hahn. Right back on the offense. Two back set. Wall coming with pressure. Hahn eludes the rush, flips it into the flat. Nice catch made on an adjustment from Dylan Murphy, the fullback out of the backfield. About a 5-yard pickup to the 20-yard line. 6:45 to go here in the first half. RBC up big, 34-6.
Kevin, one of those games we'll look forward to is the Manalapan game. RBC will play Manalapan this year. Manalapan, one of the better public school programs in the Shore. That will be tough. And they've also scheduled St. Joe Metuchen that they have not played yet. So that's another challenge for them on their regular season schedule.
Three wide receiver set, two backs with Hahn. Spurnall and Murphy in the backfield. Here's a quick pass over the middle. Intended target was Jim Portello. The coverage applied that time by Kukacic.
Matt, I'll mention one more team on their schedule that'll might give them problems. That's Jackson Memorial, who, of course, last year won the A-South. So they are playing two of the top teams in, you know, Manalapan and Jackson of the public school variety this year. So their schedule isn't real easy.
Third down here and a long four. Offset, eye set. Now Murphy will motion from left to right. Counterplay back to the left side. Big hole for Spurnell. Bounces to the outside. Has the first down. Stiff arms one man and gets down inside the 15 to the 10-yard line. That should be enough for a first and goal. Ignoring him there on the stop. I feel like that RBC Manalapan game, which was the one everyone talked about last year, didn't really go according to plan. And RBC wound up whacking them pretty good.
Yeah, I don't think it was much of a game. And nobody believes that Manalapan will be as good this year as they've been the last couple of years. They've lost a lot of good football players, including Saeed Blacknell, who will be on the field tomorrow for Penn State as a true freshman. I don't know. I don't see too many obstacles in the road for this KC team between now and the latter part of November, barring staying healthy, of course.
Kukacic, the man who just had that coverage two plays ago, has to check out of the game now for a
sick
second.
Sick, Matt. Nothing, no discipline problems. Just, you know, we saw what he had for dinner. Let's put it that way.
All right. Okay. Let it loose on the field. Cowley and Lubisher. Two receiver set off to the left side. This time, Denistrian, who's a big target at 6'3", stand-up tight end with in the pattern. Now into the flat. That catch is made and diving forward towards the goal line and in for the touchdown with a pretty late signal. That one for Nick Lubisher, and RBC has scored again. 9-yard touchdown. Referee not very emphatic about that one. So Hahn with his second touchdown pass of the night.
I kind of thought Kukacic got sick because he looked up at the scoreboard, but maybe not.
He might now. As the distance continuing on the board, Gallo on for the extra point. Missed his first one, has been perfect since. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up. And the kick is good to make it 41-6. We step out here for 30 seconds. Back with more high school football on our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. And we welcome you back here from the home of the Crimson Knights with 5:23 to go in the first half. It is RBC up big, 41-6. 5:23 to play in the opening half. RBC the top team in our Shore Sports Network top 10. Brick coming in as the number two team, followed by Rumson Fairhaven, Manalapan, Barnegat, Toms River South, Middletown South, Ocean, Mattawan, and Long Branch. That rounds out the top 10. Again, we invite you to check us out at shoresportsnetwork.com. Next week, we'll have an all-Jackson matchup on Friday night as Jackson Liberty plays host to Jackson Memorial. And special bonus coverage next Saturday, Lacey and Toms River North will play at the home of the Mariners. Fletcher again has some trouble with it. Able to get it back this time off the kickoff, run to the 30-yard line, and then get hammered down pretty well. That tackle by Nick LaGrippo. 5:14 to play here. And this is a tall order here, Kevin, for Wall. And we talked about this when this game got moved to this week. You know, you said if you're a young team, a decided underdog, this is the one positive you can take out of it is you get it out of the way. You know, maybe after this you can get on a nice little roll and do the opposite of Wall did a season ago, start 3-0 and then stumble down the stretch.
And in fairness to Wall, we've already found out that they have three players who probably would be starters who were injured in the preseason. Here comes another fumbled snap.
Bobbled snap. It's covered by Poss in the backfield, but a big loss on the play.
Clearly some problems there between Nesbitt, the center, and the guys in the backfield, but you know, we talked with Bob Grace, assistant coach here before the game, Ed and I did, and he showed us walking around. There was about eight or nine Wall guys with jerseys and no equipment on, meaning they're injured, including three guys they feel by week three will all be starters, a couple of them going two ways, and will help them out. So, you know, you got to get through this one. That's what you got to do.
Second and long for Cluely. Lets it go in the flat out of the reach of Calamaris, the senior tight end target. We'll make it now third down and long. 4.5 minutes to go in the first half.
And Matt, you know, Ed and I were kind of kidding Coach Curcione before, but their schedule is absolutely brutal to start the season. They go to Red Bank next Friday, and Red Bank should be greatly improved from what they've been. But how about this after that? Ocean, Long Branch, and Brick, all three ranked in the top 10 that you just talked about.
Yeah, and throw in this one, you're playing first five opponents. Third and long here. Cluely in trouble. Blitz coming from RBC, and he will get dragged down in the backfield all the way back to the 10-yard line for a loss of close to 13. Jamie Gordonier making his presence known in this one. He'll register the sack. They'll spot it actually at the 15-yard line, and Wall will have to punt it away again at the 4-minute mark in quarter two.
By the way, pretty good crowd here, guys. I know
late arriving.
You're stuck in the boot there, but a lot of people standing around the fences. Both bleachers pretty much full. Chance to see the number one team in the Shore.
I think some of them will be heading to the parking lot at halftime.
Here's Cluely to step into it. Under no pressure at midfield, Cordova fields it and then slips on what's becoming a little bit of a slick surface at the 49-yard line.
That a one of Wall's best friends tonight, the grass forcing, as you said, Cordova to slip. But they'll still start, the KCs will, inside Crimson Knight territory at the 48. And it seems with the exception of maybe one possession tonight, Matt, it's been like that the whole game.
Yeah, just one that Wall was able to flip the field just a little bit. And that was after their score.
That's correct.
When they were able to kick off. Other than that, RBC has started their possessions on the plus part of the 50-yard line for them in Wall territory. Hahn stays in at the quarterback spot with 3:39 to go in the half. The give here is to Cordova, running left, stops, and then comes back to the middle part of the field. Was stopped for a yard gain, turns it into a gain of about 7 to the 42-yard line. McClellan to make the tackle. You know, this obviously, Ed, a game in which we assume that the score will either hold or continue to distance. RBC has to treat this as their opening game. How much work do you give the first-teamers? Kevin?
Well, Matt, I would think, speaking on behalf of Ed, that I would think maybe in first series of the third quarter for sure.
Second down and 4. Out of the shotgun, Hahn wants to throw. In trouble, flags out. Probably going to be a hold. Was thrown by the referee and the umpire. Good coverage down the field that time and a better rush. Cadigan there involved on the tackle.
This is a penalty you will refuse since it resulted in about a 7 or 8 yard sack.
They will not refuse it.
I would think they would.
Now they're not sure. Holding.
It's only a 10-yard play, and they get the down over. Well, I mean, Matt, go ahead.
Well, they're going to take the penalty.
Right.
Penalty was thrown at the original line of scrimmage, so it would have been a 7-yard loss. Now with the penalty, back 10 more. RBC does get the down over. It'll hold at second and long. 2:51 to go here in quarter number two.
We should mention, by the way, that once we get to the second half, if RBC maintains a 35-point lead or extends it, the mercy rule will go into effect, in which the clock will move at a much more rapid pace.
Inside handoff to Cordova, who's tripped up at the line of scrimmage by Matt McKenzie, the sophomore defensive end.
But that rule does not begin until the second half.
Which we're getting close to now. 2:25 to go in this first half.
This is a proud football program here at Wall High School. And they are getting a just a dose of reality tonight against a team that is on a different level from not just Wall and not just the teams in B North, but really everyone else in the Shore Conference.
Trips formation off to the right side. Hahn with tons of time to throw over the middle. Wanted the target in DeMonte. That one deflected away. Nice coverage down the field by Van Brunt, the safety.
To take that a step further, if the consensus number two team in the Shore is Brick, if they were playing RBC town on a night on a neutral field, what would the Caseys be favored by? I know there's no point spreads in high school football, but just for conversation.
17.
I was going to say 15 to 18, so we're in the same ballpark.
Yeah, I was thinking 14.
So that just kind of shows you the difference.
Of course, they'd have to play, but I would say that's about right.
And they never will, and we will never know. So, but you are right. They are consensus number two.
RBC will punt for the first time tonight. Hahn, high spiraling kick. This one off of the wall return man, and RBC had first crack at it, getting it back. They'll undo the pile here and look and see. And it is
number 12, Matt, I believe.
Caseys football. That is Nick Lubashur. So Wall has turned it over a bunch here tonight. That one, Poss, who couldn't field a clean.
I was going to say, to compound everything, you fumble three times. A punt, a kickoff. Was the kickoff fumbled, right?
Yes.
Kickoff,
and
the first play is snap. Those are the kind of things that are not that coaches will not accept. Listen, you get beat with a better team like this, that's one thing. But you cannot fumble the ball three times and twice on special teams. That just should not happen.
First and 10 now for RBC at the Wall 25-yard line. So, again, that excellent field position. 1:39 showing on the clock. Hahn will give it here. Jet sweep for Spurnall.
Nice defensive play there.
The Wall strung it out well that time. Ferguson was there. Ignoyan there. Van Brunt also there.
Ferguson has done a nice job from his safety spot. I mean, that's been one of the problems for Wall is that their defensive backs have had to make so many tackles. But I've been impressed by Liam, who's a 6'2", 172-pound senior.
RBC taking their time in the huddle here. And will come out. They'll send Gordon Ear into the offensive package at the tight end spot. Murphy will split out as a slot man to the left. Spurnall, the single back. It'll be Spurnall to get his number called up the middle. Next couple of days, shifty moves right through the heart of the Wall defense. Down inside the 10 and about to the 7-yard line. Pick up there of close to 25 yards. Kakasic made the tackle.
And number 16, Nick Fantastic with the tackle.
All starting up front, and we talked about the size of the defensive line for RBC. The offensive side, 300, 285, 265, 265, 270 is how RBC lines up. You'll find some colleges who don't do that. First down, end goal from the 7. Inside of 30 seconds to go. Murphy this time has a wingman to the left. The give is to Spurnall. He'll cut through at the numbers and get in for the touchdown.
Touchdown for the Caseys, number 22, Thomas
Spurnall. Spurnall in for the score with 16 seconds showing in this second quarter. And RBC strikes again.
Kind of run out of things to say, Matt.
Seventh touchdown.
Well, at halftime, guys, we'll get a word from Jim Portello as he leaves the field. I'm making my way near the goalpost now. We'll catch him, and we'll see what he feels about this first half.
I'll give you his comments. I know exactly what he's going to say.
We've got to work on some things.
Gallo for the extra point. Kick is up, and that kick is good to make it 48-6.
Go ahead, Kev.
Ed, you took the words right out of my mouth. He's going to tell you we did some good things, but, well, we've got things to work on. We had a couple of costly penalties there. I didn't like that.
They missed an extra point.
You
had to punt once.
We had a punt once, you know, so we've got our work cut out for us.
Tough sledding so far here for this young Crimson Knight football team. And as Kevin said, the road doesn't get any easier. You know, you go back to that schedule, Kevin, that you mentioned. You almost make next week a kind of must win if you want your season to turn around, which is so hard to say in week two of your
you
schedule.
You know what, Matt? We're just trying to report the truth here. But if they've got a winnable, and that's not the right word, if they've got a game on their schedule in their first five, that would be their best chance to win on paper. It would be Red Bank next week. I agree. But, you know, we've got to realize that they're going to get some guys back, and you almost have to throw this game out. I mean, this is just a different level of team with the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why they obviously agreed to move this one to 0 week. Dan Curcione wanted to get it out of the way. He knew that, you know, obviously they'd have to play super well to stay in the game with these Caseys and you know, get them out of the way. You don't have to deal with them the rest of the year. Let everybody else worry about the Caseys.
Kaliev is 10 in trouble as he bobbled it back there and able to get just out to the 10-yard line with 5 seconds remaining in this first half. Wall will take one more snap of football. You'd think take a knee and head into the locker room. We'll try and grab Jim Portella on his way out and then come back and set up what we have going on for the rest of the high school football season. See if Ed can grab anyone in between.
Yeah, I'll talk to Bobby Batters for a little bit, our partner, and see what his top teams are in the Shore.
Cooley will open up here in the shotgun. Wall will run a play up the middle. Simple dive play up the middle. Nick LaGrippo will make the tackle on Steve Poss, and that will take us to the end of this first half. A first half dominated on the scoreboard by the number one team in the Shore, Red Bank Catholic, 48-6. They lead Wall. Ed?
I'm with Jim Portella. Jim, pretty impressive first half for you guys.
Yeah, you know, not bad for an opener. We had a couple of mistakes there, but certainly Eddie Hahn can make some plays, huh?
No, I just lost a bet to Kevin. He said you'd say you made a few mistakes that half. 49 points.
Well, you saw
quite an impressive effort out of your starting quarterback, Eddie Hunt.
No doubt about it. Eddie's a playmaker, and I think he's going to show what he can do this season. I know he's very excited about it. We got other playmakers, too. Just tonight, Eddie had that opportunity. Hopefully some other guys get it over the coming games.
Okay, good luck in the second half.
Thank you.
Jim Portella, the sixth-year head coach here at Red Bank Catholic, looking for win number 45 in his head coaching career, 10-1 a season ago, and on his way to 1-0 this year. 48-6 is the score right now. We'll step out and take a 3-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll kick it off with the halftime show. You're listening to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.